is pounded into flour in a hammer mill. Mix in the water and the enzyme till the tank is filled. Add a touch of nitrogen, for the yeast to be strong and heal. 185 Fahrenheit, degrees, substance thick with a high viscosity. Now it starts to break down. Smaller starches have been broken free. Thinned and pumped to a tank for the liquefaction. This cooked corn mash is a stage for some enzyme action. Alpha amylase. Don't stay in the tank too long, 'cause you shake during liquefaction and break down starches to smaller shapes. Phosphorify and ferment. The glucoamylase kicks out simple sugars and taste like a real imitation steak to the yeast that eat their weight. Getting ethanol from substrate.
Ethanol from substrate.
Cool down the liquid to 90 Fahrenheit degrees. Pump it out of there and put it into one of these. Yes, fermentation, please. This glucose heavy feast. Glucoamylase is added to the mix to create and satisfy this sugar fix. Then the yeast is added to eat the glucose, all of it. Thinned and pumped to a tank for the fermentation. This cooked corn mash is a stage for some enzyme action. Alpha amylase. Stay in the tank too long, 'cause you shake during liquefaction and break down starches to smaller shapes. Phosphorify and ferment. The glucoamylase kicks out simple sugars and tastes like a real imitation steak to the yeast that eat their weight. Getting ethanol from substrate.
Ethanol from substrate.
Then we separate with a centrifuge. It's looking great. 109 proof with the molecular sieve. The final water leaves, and that 5% is history. Alpha amylase. Don't stay in the tank too long, 'cause you shake during liquefaction and break down starches to smaller shapes. Phosphorify and ferment. The glucoamylase kicks out simple sugars and tastes like a real imitation steak to the yeast that eat their weight. Getting ethanol from substrate.
Ethanol from substrate.
Getting ethanol from substrate. On